This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer Report on the differences between Senators Lindsey Graham and Tom Cotton. President Trump seems determined to remind the American people and the world that he's a chauvinist and racist, and his recent vulgar and boorish behavior in a White House conference on trying to sort out a deal that includes a government shutdown and a path forward on immigration and the Dreamers is just the most recent example. Trump is by now a known commodity, so we should sadly expect this from him, even as we continue to demand more. We need to worry more about the Trump effect and what it's doing to any semblance of character and dignity in American politics. And there is no better example than reports that emerge from other witnesses to the Trump tirades and what they reveal. We could make a point about the fact that Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, long an outspoken advocate for the rights of immigrants, broke the code of silence on the meeting and revealed Trump's comments to the president's embarrassment, though it seems not his shame. We won't do that because he's a Democrat, and some might tune out the message as partisanship. We're talking about character and dignity as bedrock national principles, so let's look at two Southern senators who were in the room with the president in order to see this more clearly. Lindsey Graham and Tom Cotton are both Republican senators, both from the South. Graham from South Carolina and Cotton from Arkansas. Both are ambitious. Graham had a brief run for president, losing in the early primaries. Cotton is widely touted as a wannabe future candidate. Graham has reportedly mended his fences with Trump and become a valued advisor and interpreter for the president, especially on immigration. Cotton has been the subject of numerous media reports that he is the Trump whisperer, offering a sounding board for the president and highly influential. Reports now emerging from the meeting are giving us a clearer picture. It turns out that Graham rebutted and chided the president after his racist remarks, correctly saying that America is an idea. Not a race. His comments were reported by others, including Durbin. They were lengthy, well understood, and widely heard, just as the president's remarks were. Cotton, on the other hand, when asked, claimed that he'd heard nothing. How is that possible? Was he in another room? Had he left to take a call or visit the washroom? Or is he just playing politics and trying to protect the president and his own policy positions and access to Trump? He's not offered an alibi that I have heard, and likely believes his see no evil, hear no evil answer serves as his no comment on the whole affair. Several other Republican senators who were not at the meeting were clear that the president needed to apologize to the American people and other countries that he disparaged. Cotton, continuing to honor himself and his state, says no such thing. Plutarch, centuries ago, wrote, "A small thing often makes a greater revelation of character than battles where thousands die." The one thing that Americans in the world are going to take away from the Trump presidency and its horrific escapades is that character is hugely important in the leadership and stewardship of a country and its highest offices. It trumps party, politics, and short-term transactional policy points. A country song has the lines, "If you don't stand for something, you don't stand for nothing at all." Senator Tom Cotton has now proven that he has insufficient character to be in public life and stands for nothing at all aside from his own petty ambition. Trump has proven conclusively that such vacuity disqualifies you for any office, and Graham has established that character is a minimum standard for public leadership, no matter what your position. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.